Brewers 360 is sponsored by Pottawatomie Sportsbook and Ridgetop. Joining us on the line now from MLB.com, Brewers beat writer Adam McAlvey. Morning, Adam.
Good morning, boys.
Welcome home. You made the roadie, right? I heard you talking with Greg and Jessica earlier in the week. You were in Vegas.
Yes, I'm on the video with you, so you can see that I have the look of someone who was on a red eye yesterday.
I didn't want to say anything. Good.
Welcome.
It's like a multi-day recovery sort of situation. It's my red eye wasn't quite as nice as the team's charter red eye, I'm guessing.
Well, I think as you grow in prominence here, we're going to get you better accommodations, and this is a linchpin to that ultimate goal, Adam.
Yeah, I'll thank you for that. I'll work on that. Hey, for now, it's economy all the way.
Got to ask you about Cooper Pratt and the latest Luis Lara, right? Lara is how you pronounce it. These two are now the most recent minor leaguers to ink long-term deals with the Crew. And I know you got some time with Matt Arnold this week. Is there any thought, given some of the struggles some of the infielders have had at the plate, to perhaps bringing up one of these kids?
Yes. Now, that also probably comes with the warning of they always, you know, that's what they do is they sit around and talk about how do we make this club better at the edges. You know, you look at they made a trade last week for a reliever, Joel Kunnel, who had been closing games for the A's at times. So he's like a, you know, he's an established pitcher, had a kind of a rough season with the A's, got designated for assignment. They picked him up. That's not a major trade, but he comes, helps him right away against his former team. So they're always looking at moves like that. With the Pratt thing especially, you know, it's been a couple of months since he signed that deal. He's got his legs back under him. He plays great defense. You know, he looks the part. You see him in these big league spring training games. He's 6'3", you know, plays a great shortstop. He just looks the part of a big leaguer. So, yes, the time is going to come where it's his time. With the guy, especially Pratt, you want him just to play. You don't want to call a guy like that up to be moving around and playing third here and short here and 3 days a week. You want it to be, okay, it's time for this kid to play. And that time is going to come today, tomorrow, next week, soon. It's a matter of making the where do you make the corresponding move? Do you put him, you know, do you put Pratt at short and move someone to third? There's all kinds of different moving pieces that they are surely talking about. And I think as time goes by and they're just not getting production from the left side of the infield, it does come closer to making a change. So my prediction would be that it's a sooner rather than later type thing.
Does the lockout play a role at all on either when you're calling one of these guys up or why he's signing them all to these deals while they're minor leaguers?
They would say no, that, you know, when you sign them, that puts them on the 40-man roster, that starts the clock ticking on the deal. For Pratt, it was 8 years and three options. Lara was 7 and 3. They would say that the labor issue isn't part of that calculation. They're with both of these deals, they're thinking long term. And I think with Churio, it was a little different because that was a deal that they signed in December. And then remember, Churio was the opening day. He was in the opening day lineup. He was the opening day leadoff guy the following opening day. So it really accelerated his timeline. And, you know, even I kind of thought when Pratt signed that it might similarly speed up that timeline and he'd be here already. Well, he's obviously not. And they would say they are thinking about this more in like long terms. They've got all of these really smart people who look at salary and they do all this advanced planning and payroll planning. And for the club, they felt like this was an investment worth making where you're paying a lot up front. But, you know, it is wise down the line. And I think they're thinking more down the line with both of these deals than in terms of what's on the horizon for next month or next offseason.
Well, and this has been my word of caution since we started kind of down this path with a couple of prospects again, Adam, is that Jackson Churio has worked out swimmingly. The reason this doesn't happen more often is you just don't know, anything can happen. Yeah. And not all of these deals may work out the same way.
Well, remember John Singleton. He's a great example. He's a big, remember with the Brewers last 2 years ago? Was he a Brewer? Gosh, time is slipping away from me, but
it's amazing.
He was a player when he was a Phillies prospect, can't miss prospect, signed a big guaranteed deal, and then missed. Now, to his credit, he made it to the big leagues. He got here with the Brewers and produced, and then he had some production with the Astros and logged big league time. It happened on a much different timeline than it was supposed to for a guy who was one of those quote-unquote can't miss. This is a hard game, and there is so much happening physically. There is so much longevity involved, and there's so much happening up in your head that you get off track, and it can be really hard to get back on.
Jacob Mizrowski on the mound tonight for the Crew against the Phillies at AmFam. 1 year since he's been with the club. What a run it's been for the Miz for just 12 months.
Good weekend for pitching. Kyle Harrison will go for the Brewers this weekend. Christopher Sanchez for the Phillies. So we get a little NL Cy Young preview at midseason.
I love that from his, too. The bad news is you have to pitch in Colorado. The good news is you didn't pitch in Vegas.
Oh, man, that was crazy. That was nuts.
Adam McKelvey from MLB.com with us this morning. Thanks, my friend.
See you guys.